Saturday, July 3rd. It is an absolutely gorgeous day. There is not a cloud in the sky. It's about 80 degrees. It's low humidity today. It's supposed to get hot. 95 plus 100 next couple days. Second inspection of the day. Went over to the Gun Creek Farm today and helped them with an inspection this morning. Their hive looks great. It's It's probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sitting at hive site number one, just lit the smoker, and it looks great. Notice that the hive is sitting here with the hive top askew. I'm not sure if I didn't put it on straight last time or what, but my objective today is to look and see if they took all the sugar water off. And if they have, and the box is full of bees, then what I think I'm going to do is do two things. I have drone brood comb, and I'm going to put the drone brood frames in to replace. I don't have drone brood comb. I have drone brood frames. I'm going to put two of those in. And then I have a honey super here, one that we harvested. It has uncapped cells ready to store honey in. And if this hive looks good and the foundation's all built out and everything, I'm going to give them some honey to work on before we head off to Florida. So let's get to this. We said before, the smoker's lit. Watched a video today on how to light a smoker because I've not had much luck with it lately, and should help keep it active more, which is cool. I'm going to put my gloves on. So the tip to the smoker is you start with a piece of newspaper down on the bottom and you light it. And then you take a bunch of fuel, whatever it is you're going to have. In my case, I'm using pine needles. You put it in there and you get that lit. And then once that's lit, then you really pack it in there on top of it. Just keep moving the bellows back and forth, making sure it's getting enough air. And then what happens is it smolders on the bottom and just slowly but surely lights the fuel through the top. And according to the video I watched on the internet, this guy should burn most of the day if you packed it right. So we'll see. Okay, here we go. Never to hive number one. Get the smoker ready if we need it. I'm gonna smoke my gloves real quick. Good. A lot of activity here. It's good news. Tons of bees coming and going at the entrance. Let's sit and watch for a second. There's a pollen going in. Lots of pollen going in. That's great. Seeing big gobs of it on the back hind legs. Now, there are tons of bees coming and going here. There's probably a dozen and a half, two dozen loaded at the front, and they're launching 5-10 a second here, coming and going. So this hive is going to town. Let's see how we're doing here. I'm going to take the top cover off. Put that aside. Again, no ants digging that. And the feeder is empty. They have cleaned it out. So I'll tell you what, this hive is going to town. I'm gonna grab my hive tool. My smoker's still smoking. Let's pop this puppy off here and see what we got. Give him a little bit of smoke up in the top. Get everybody to go downstairs. Wow, a lot of them went airborne. Smoke, you guys. This is a funny hive. They don't respond to smoke in the typical way. They come airborne. Lots of bees up in the air. Okay with that. Drone comb here. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Let's see what we got. I'm gonna go to frame number one and pop you out. Let's see how we do. Excuse me, girls. I'm gonna take a frame from you. Okay, what do we got here? Wow, loaded with nectar. They're just about ready to cap this puppy off. It's totally full of honey. Nectar is what it's full of. It's not capped yet. But it is absolutely loaded and good. What I was after is, my question was, did they build the frame? They had a couple foundation frames in here. And did they build them out? And the answer is yes, they absolutely filled them out. And we even got capped brood up here in the top box. Wow, that's interesting. With honey on there. What a gorgeous, I should have brought a camera. What a gorgeous frame. Ooh. What's that, a lot of brood? I see drone brood there in the next one. I'm going to take you and set you down. Here's frame number two. And it has a ton of brood on it. And it's got lots of... It's under here. What are you? Yeah. I'm going to pull one larvae out. Got capped brood. Oh, that's weird. It's mushy. Wouldn't have expected that. Got all kinds of capped brood up here. Drone brood. Alrighty. So what happened is I saw a big cap, right? It looks like capped drone. I popped the cap and its contents just oozed out. It's like a milky white ooze. I would have thought that I would have seen a larvae in there, not that. So I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to pop another one. I'm going to take a look at what I got. And what I see is the same thing. Runny looking, okay, larvae. But they are clearly drone larvae. So this is interesting to me. What I really like to do is use my tool and get that whole thing out of there. And I have. And I'm looking for evidence of any varroa in there. And do I see any? I don't. So I sacrificed a drone, but I see no evidence of varroa. And I've got a couple bees on my finger. That's good news. So, what to do here? Looking in the other side, and it looks like the bees are all kind of congregated close to this side, and I have an open frame over here. Let's see what you look like. Yeah, so have here is a couple of frames with foundation, some drawn comb. Just putting comb out here. I'm gonna pull these two. I know they have comb on them. Yep, full of comb. Very pretty comb, nothing else in it. And the bees are starting to get a little goofy, so I'm gonna smoke everybody one more time. And I'm going to put my drone brood frames in. So, And goes a drone brood frame. You got nothing in it. Slide everybody back. And then we put another drone brood frame in it. Is that what I should be doing? I thought you were supposed to put one and then another. Not two. I'm going to put this frame with the smoker is smoking me. I'm going to take the frame with a lot of honey in it. Or should I? Oh no, I need the brood one. Brood goes first. Jostled them just a smidge when I dropped it. And goes the honey one. Let's not squish anybody. Okay, girls. Everybody's good. There comes the honey super up on top. Let them build honey out. Take my bee brush. Brush off anybody left over here. And then off you go. Brush you down into the hive. Hi, girls. I know you all have been working so hard. I see that. I'm gonna take you off though. Ouch. Stung on the hand. Right on the palm, or the upper part of my hand. Brushing them off. Stinger's still there. Pull that puppy out so I don't get it. Smoke my gloves. Smoke me. Smoker's still going well. Gently wiping the bees off here into the hive. A lot of bees here. Using the bee brush, getting them off the comb. Good, they're all in the hive. It's good. Come on, girls, off you go. Persistent. I think we are really good here, hive number one. I'm not gonna put the feeder back on. Oops, look at all you guys sitting here on the inner cover. Put your inner cover back on. I'm back with the outer cover. And hive number one is good to go. Collect the feeder, collect the tool, and let's go see how hive number two is doing. So I've taken off the feeder, taken off two frames that had just foundation on them, and I put two drone brood frames in, and all good. Let's go see how hive number two is doing. bees at the entrance. Not a lot of coming and going, just periodic flights out. A couple of them with their backsides up, sitting there fanning. I wonder if I should take the protector off. But there goes one with a lot of pollen in it. That's good news. So you got about a dozen bees at most here at the front entrance. Unlike hive number two, where they were just moving and shaking, this one's some leave about one every 2 to 3 seconds. Some come back about every 2 to 3 seconds. Yeah, seeing some activity though. Alright, let's see how the feeder's going. I'm guessing it's going to be more of the same. The feeder's going to have stuff in it. And it is. And there's a lot of bees up in here though. That's good news. Yeah, they're about half through with the sugar water. I see there's a ton of dead ants in here. The ants have been coming in to the sugar water and they're all dying. I'm wondering if they're tainting the formula. I'm going to scoop some out. Well, there's bees up in here. There's nothing I could do about it. This hive is just a little slower than the other one. I'm already guessing I know what I see, so I don't need to go inside of it. The airway crawling on there. I'm going to reach in here and pull out this protector and see if, I'm wondering if this site is too shady. What do you even think, by the way the bees look? There are pines in the air, or maybe they're trying to fan. Off. Entrance guard has been removed. Let's see if this makes them a little more agile here. They have absolutely no interest in me. (Clears throat) I don't know, I sure hope when we get back from Florida that this thing is going to be taken off, because it's just slew. The front of the hive, right where they're coming in and out, pulling weeds, and they could care less. Oh, there's somebody expecting me finally. Alright, so it's not going gangbusters, but it is going. Here's one with a lot of pollen on them. Took the guard off, and as soon as I did, all the bees that were standing there with their hind ends up left. I wonder if they were trying to cool the hive in some way, and the ventilation helped them. Because now they're not there. There's one with a big sack of pollen. Look at that, there's a tick crawling on the box. Literally a tick, deer tick, no, regular tick, wood tick, crawling down the box. Wonder what it was doing. Here goes one with two baskets full of pollen. So the old adage, if they're bringing pollen in, things are probably okay. All right, gonna leave them be. Smoker is still smoking. Well, it's been an hour, half hour. That is the bomb.